A federal judge has upheld Arizona's ban on abortions at 20 weeks of pregnancy, a bill many women's rights advocates say is a direct attack on women and reproductive rights. Similar legislation in Washington, D.C. failed to pass in the House on Tuesday, but attorneys representing civil and reproductive rights groups are battling for the same success in Arizona. They insist the 20-week law is unconstitutional and are working to effect change in these coming hours before the law takes effect in Arizona at midnight. Alexa Colby Molinas is a staff attorney for the American Civil Liberties Union Reproductive Freedom Project. She says this law will have a devastating impact on the women of Arizona if this law goes into effect.
It criminalizes virtually all abortions after 20 weeks of pregnancy and contains only the narrowest possible exception for medical emergencies. So this means the law would force a physician caring for a woman with a high-risk pregnancy to wait until her condition has deteriorated to the point that it poses an immediate threat of death or major medical damage. Otherwise, she can't get the abortion she needs. And the law also doesn't contain any exception for a woman who receives the devastating diagnosis that her fetus is not going to survive after birth. And for many women, you don't get that diagnosis until after 20 weeks of pregnancy.
Ms. Colby Molina says the decision of abortion should be left in the hands of women, their families, and their physicians.
Politicians need to realize that people do not want the government making personal and private medical decisions for them. These are decisions, and abortion is a decision that should be made by a woman. She makes it with her family and with her doctor. But this is not a place for politicians to be interfering and imposing their views. And I think all politicians should wake up and realize that people don't want that anymore, and they're not going to vote for that. What we know from the time before Roe v. Wade is that when abortion is illegal, it isn't safe. And what we know from, you know, since 1973, and in countries where abortion is legal, when it's legal, it's safe. And the government, I think, has a responsibility to ensure that all of their citizens can access safe, legal, and appropriate medical care. And that's the role that government should be playing for their people with regard to all their medical care. They shouldn't be making the decisions for the people or the, you know, instead of physicians, but they should be allowing women and families to make their own decisions and to get the safe care that their doctors agree that they need.
Janet Kreps is the senior counsel for the Center for Reproductive Rights and says this law denies women their constitutional right to have an abortion if they need to, particularly if it affects their health.
It's passed, signed by Governor Brewer, and if we don't get an injunction from the Ninth Circuit today, this ban on abortions beginning at 20 weeks will take effect tomorrow. Similar bills have passed in 7 or 8 other states already, starting in about 2010. But this is the first challenge to a ban on abortions like this for a couple of reasons. One is that Arizona has actually set the limit 2 weeks earlier than any other state, and this medical emergency exception is even more narrow than what other states have adopted, because it requires a woman to actually be experiencing a medical emergency and not just a health issue before she can get care.
Ms. Kreps says this legislation is part of a broad anti-abortion political agenda.
What is really important is to understand that it's not just bans on 20-week or later abortion procedures. There's really an all-out assault on women's rights and women's access to reproductive health care happening across the country. And so you can't just think about one bill and how it might have an impact. You need to be aware that it's contraception, it's abortions after 20 weeks, it's medication abortion, it's forcing women to undergo ultrasounds and bias counseling. So it's really all part of a much, much larger anti-woman, anti-reproductive rights agenda.
This new law bans abortions about 4 weeks earlier than previous restrictions. Arizona is now one of 10 states to enact a 20-week ban. This law will take effect Thursday. The Center for Reproductive Rights, along with American Civil Liberties Union, has appealed the decision to the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. For WBAI's Evening News, I am Desi K. Robinson reporting.